Ultimate Classic Rock US 103.1. Good morning. I'm Chris Monroe in for Dan Foley, and here we have the Gunsmith Show. And I forgot I was going to do my Dan Foley impression. Oh, good morning. So there we go.
Yeah, I can't do it either. My voice doesn't go that low. I get in the mornings until about noon, my voice is high pitched. So I got to drink a lot of hot coffee. And a lot. I've already had a pot before I got here, and now I'm on my second pot. But anyways, we're not here to talk about pot. We're here to talk about guns. No, we're not buzzed. I'm just kidding. This is the Gunsmith Show, and we're going to talk about some of the stuff I did this week. This segment is brought to you by Diamond Gems, your tire and auto service center, right on Dort Highway in lovely Burton, Michigan. They're on Dort Highway, just south of Bristol. Open Monday through Friday. So you got to call and make an appointment. But, man, it is so worth it. They take care of all the Gunsmith Show vehicles, and we are always ready to go. As long as I keep the gas tanks full, they keep my car ready to roll. So new tires. They've even fixed my air conditioning. They've oil changes, lubes, bearings, brakes, everything. They do it all. But, man, are they good on tires. I'm about ready for a new set on my new pickup I got. It's not a new pickup. It's new to me. He told me last year, he says, you'll get through the winter with these tires. And I'm looking at him now going, oh, I can't wait to get new tires. I want to put some meats on it. You know, it's a four-wheel drive truck, and I want to make it tough. And he'll make it. He'll do it right for me. And he'll tell me, he'll give me 10 options. So get a hold of Diamond Gems, 810-743-4210. Give him a call Monday through Friday. They're open from like 8:30 in the morning until 4:30 in the afternoon. So get a hold of them, set your appointment, and schedule your service when you do it. So you'll be happy you did. Tell them John says hi from the Gunsmith Show. And, of course, we thank him for sponsoring the show. This week, I have been working on all kinds of guns, man. I'm helping a friend with an estate, and they had 8 guns. They said, we got a bunch of them. I don't know how many we got. So I go there, I check them out, and one of them's a Red Ryder BB gun. So there was actually 9, but the Red Ryder was in nice shape. So I'm like, it was even full of BBs. I'm like, I'll go test this one. But the rest of them, really cool stuff, and old, some stuff so old doesn't even have serial numbers on it, Chris. So
some
of it's old. And 22s and 410s. 20 gauges, 12 gauges, 30 30s, all kinds of good guns, and several 22s. Lots of fun, though, and helping them sort that out. But back working in my shop, I was looking at, I got this 30 carbine, and I enjoy 30 carbines. They're a lot of fun. They're kind of expensive to shoot, so I'm always looking for great prices on ammo, and I do reload them. But the point is, I got this 30 carbine, had this big old honking scope on it when I bought it. And it just doesn't even fit. Doesn't even look right. I put it up to my face, and it immediately is rubbing my head. And I'm like, no, this ain't going to work for Johnny. So I took the scope off it, and that left me without a rear sight because the scope mount on this universal M1 carbine shoots a 30 carbine shell. It almost looks like a elongated 9mm, but it's not as powerful. It's a 30 caliber bullet, not a 9mm bullet. So the difference is a 308 bullet, 308,000ths of an inch wide, to a 356,000ths of an inch wide bullet. 9mm slightly bigger. It's not as powerful. The 9mm is not as powerful as the 30 carbine. It sends a smoking hot round out there. It has been used since World War II. It's a good gun. The universal carbine was kind of like the it'd be like buying a lesser grade electric car. If you really wanted to get a Tesla, but you bought a Chevy Volt instead. Maybe, I don't know if that's a lesser grade, but to try to put it in car terminology. The point is, it ain't a track bike, but it does the same thing. You know, mm-hmm. It's got two wheels and rolls. So, but it's the Universal was a brand that like JCPenney sold. I think you could buy them at Kmart. But the good ones were the military ones. Those are the ones that are $900 to $1,500 or even more. Universals you can still find for under $500. And exact same gun, same parts, just less expensive, production made, not wartime made, but production made. Like a lot of them were in the 60s because a lot of the guys from the Korean War that used them came back and wanted one. They didn't have their military ones, so they had these guns. Well, I got my hands on one and had a goofy scope on it, like I said. But the rear, to put a scope mount on these guns is kind of tricky. So they actually removed the rear sight and had a mount made for it. So they spent some money on it, and it looks pretty cool. So I thought, well, I'm not going to throw that out, you know, kick that out of bed because I don't have the rear sight. I'm sure I could find another rear sight and make it stock. But the machining that was done was well made. So I got Williams working on Williams Gun Sight, working on a new, they have a new sight called the LRS, and that stands for low reflex sight. And most reflex sights are mounted to the gun, and then a glass plate comes up from that mount and you look through it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's always a battery pack and the device is underneath it and the adjustment knobs to adjust the red dot that is going to be elliptically put on that glass plate. And well, the low reflex sight that Williams makes puts the operational part on the top and then hangs the glass down closer to the barrel. So it gets the sight lower. Well, that was one of the things with this gun is it fits for, it's a natural fit for your iron sights, but this doesn't have iron sights on. It's got this big goofy mount on top. Then it had a scope on top of that. My cheek was 3 inches off the buttstock of the gun trying to look through the scope, and it didn't work. But the low reflex sight's going to work perfect. So Brian and the team are working on a new plate for me to make this thing fit and work. And so that gun's going to get outfitted, and I will probably put some videos on my Facebook page or on my YouTube channel and get those going because it's a work in progress right now, and it's going to be cool. And I'm excited about it because they're fun guns. They barely kick at all. Hmm. So when you're shooting a rifle, bullets going twice as fast as 9mm. And pretty accurate out to about 150 yards. You can probably shoot it further than that, but I don't. So I don't need a sight that's going to, you know, I don't need to see a mile away. This sight is designed to just to give you a clear depiction of where your bullet's going to go within a certain parameters, you know, within that 100, 150 yards. So that gun with that sight on it, I'm looking forward to the finished product. It's probably going to be a month or maybe a month and a half before I get it all done because I got several things I'm working on. So, but that's normal for me because I start things and then I got to go back and finish them. So you've probably seen that before. I've worked here before. So it's I'll be back in a minute. We'll do that commercial 2 days later. Hey, let's finish that commercial. So now another gun. And this kind of goes to that thing. Remember I talked about the value of that gun we just talked about, a 30 carbine. Mm-hmm. Not an expensive gun, so it doesn't hurt that it's not exactly like showroom ready. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's a working gun. It's a gun that I'm going to go out, and it's a good like barn gun to have in the barn. To, you know, a coyote comes up, you can pop a coyote with it real easy. Some people do deer hunt with them, close range deer hunt with them, and they have a lot of fun. Well, that 30 carbine for me is kind of like having a sand rail. Really doesn't have a purpose, but it's a lot of fun. You know what I mean? You usually don't go down the road in them. Some do, but or a dune buggy. You know, it's when you want to go play in the sand, take the 30 carbine and have some fun. So that's what that's for. Now I have another working gun that I've been working on this week too, and it's a fairly inexpensive handgun. It's a Taurus model 856 ultralight. So it's a very extremely lightweight, like a 12 ounce 38 special. Doesn't even weigh a pound. And then I put the light loads in. I put the light, meaning lightweight loads, but they're still very powerful. They're Liberty or Pilgrim ammunition. Normally it'd be like 125 grain hollow point for a self-defense round. Well, these are, I think they're 60 grain bullets, massive hollow point. They shoot like mad, and boy, they just explode stuff. But a very, very good defense round is what I use in that Taurus 856. Well, I didn't like the little rubber grips that were on the gun, though. They just weren't comfortable. Now, I looked at the gun, and I said, you know, this thing's got, it has a, instead of having a screws that hold the grip on, it has a roll pin. It's a punch. You got to punch it through. So I took it apart and realized how dirty it was because it's an everyday carry gun. For me, it's one of the seven guns I carry on my body. And no, I really don't carry seven guns on my body. But anyways, so it's one of the guns I carry. And they get dirty. You know, you have to really dismantle these guns and do a thorough cleaning. A couple weeks ago, I was working on a 380 for a buddy that is an everyday carry, and he dropped it. It's a lightweight gun. It bent the frame, and so I had to re-bend the frame, get it back. It kind of had to put it through the body shop. Now it works fine, but I had to do some modifications to it. But when I pulled it apart, it looked like a squirrel was living in there, man. It had, I'm surprised it wasn't nuts crammed back in there from the chipmunks. And so I when I cleaned it, I was like, holy cow, I'm using tweezers, pulling fuzz out. It's like, this guy must wear this inside sweatpants all the time. So anyways, my point is, the Taurus that I'm working on is a really, it's a great shooting gun. I love the gun, but I don't like the grips. And I thought, boy, I'm going to see what's available. So I let my fingers do the walk, and I hit the internet. And I'm looking at 20 different grips, trying to pick what I want. Then I find this one pair that's old school. They look like an old Colt, like Detective Special, or maybe a Colt Diamondback. Not quite as big as a Diamondback grip, but it's a big grip. And it's wood, and it's rosewood, which normally rosewood is pretty on its own. But this one's one that they laminated the rosewood black and green. So they dyed some of the wood black and some of it green, and then they lam it together so it's black and green stripes, and it's just gorgeous. I should have brought a picture of it. Heck, I should have brought it with me. But but it's still, yeah. So I cleaned it real good. I got it back together, put the grips on it, and I walked over to my son Jake. I said, "What do you think?" And he says, "When did you buy this?" I said, "It's the same gun. I just changed the grip." Wow, what a difference, you know? And I'm like, yeah, and it just made me feel good because it was. It was a goofy choice that I made, but it gave the gun like, what's the big word that they use on the news all the time? Not ambiance. There's a word like that. I forget what it is now, but it's what they always, and you'll realize when all the newscasters say the same thing, they're reading the script, you know, it's one of those words, but I forget the word now, but anyways, it gives it a real sense of pizzazz. Okay, we'll just call it pizzazz for now. So that was two of the guns I worked on this week. There's more, but we got enough to talk about this time. So you guys hang on tight because it is still Glock weekend. We're going to talk a little bit more about Glocks, and I want you to assess what you have and plan and budget for accessorizing what you have so that you make it better for you. Customize it the way you want it because it's your gun. All right. That's something to remember. It's your gun. It doesn't have to look like it did when you bought it. Change the grips. Do something different. I was looking at a pink Glock this week for my wife. I'm serious. All kinds of cool stuff out there. All right, we'll be back in just a minute with more of the Gunsmith Show. But hang on tight, because here on US 103, we rock.